AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court seemed poised to allow emergency abortions in Idaho. Bloomberg News is reporting the court briefly posted a copy of an opinion on its website about allowing emergency abortions in Idaho when a pregnant patient's health is at serious risk. It does not appear likely to fully resolve the issue. The Biden administration is slamming Russia after Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich went on trial behind closed doors. The proceeding unfolded 15 months after his arrest on espionage charges that he, his employer, and the government vehemently deny. This is National Security Advisor John Kirby.
Embassy Moscow was granted brief access to the courtroom before the proceedings began today. They were not permitted to speak with Evan. So obviously we're going to follow this closely, and of course our embassy in Moscow will continue to seek to attend any and all future hearings.
Gershkovich is due back in court in August. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is back home in Australia and raised a celebratory clenched fist as his supporters cheered hours after pleading guilty to obtaining and publishing U.S. military secrets in a deal with the Justice Department. Here's the AP's Elena Durkin-Richey.
Assange was praised by many as a hero for exposing military wrongdoing that otherwise would not have come to light. Among the files that were published by WikiLeaks was a video which showed American forces in Baghdad killing 11 people, including two journalists.
It's unclear what Assange's future plans are. Robert Cremo III, the man accused of killing seven people at a 2022 Independence Day parade in Highland Park, Illinois, rejected a deal requiring him to plead guilty to seven charges of murder. His trial is scheduled for February. Tony Romanucci is an attorney representing families of the victims.
This was a calculated effort on his part to continue the suffering that our clients are going through.
The Dow finished up 15 points. This is AP News. A GOP endorsement for President Biden.
It's not often that a Republican endorses a Democrat for president, but that's what former Congressman Adam Kinzinger has done.
Today, as a proud conservative, I'm endorsing Joe Biden for re-election.
Because he says Donald Trump cannot be president again.
Donald Trump poses a direct threat to every fundamental American value. He doesn't care about our country. He doesn't care about you. He only cares about himself. And he'll hurt anyone or anything in pursuit of power.
Kinzinger becomes the highest profile Republican formerly backing Biden. Former Georgia Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan also endorsed the president last month. I'm Shelley Adler.
An independent watchdog within the IRS reports while taxpayer services have vastly improved, the agency is still too slow to resolve identity theft cases with delays that are unconscionable. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.